Springtime is here, so pop into Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn Shop to fill all of your popcorn cravings. Conveniently located in Stonecrest, Georgia, the shop is open 12 to 7, Thursday through Saturday, and 12 to 4 on Sundays. Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn is the perfect gift for a friend, a fundraiser opportunity to offset costs for your organizations, and the shop has available event space for your next event. For more information, you can follow Fancy Pop Gourmet on IG and tell them Nightmare Radio sent you.
I have a dream.
Had a few nightmares.
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's up, world? Welcome back to Nightmare Radio Show. It's your girl, Brittany Kristen.
And it's your girl, Ish. Welcome to episode 83 of Nightmare Radio. We almost at 100.
Yeah, we just moving down.
We coming on up to the huncho.
And speaking of the huncho, this week we launched at number 95 on the list.
Period.
We ended off the week at number 101 on the Apple Podcast Top Entertainment News Podcast. Give yourself a round of applause.
Twerk a little sub. Hey, you know that little TikTok. But we can't do it.
Anyway, keep it cute.
Anyway. Shout out to us. And we're going to celebrate today with a glass of her Wiggity Wine.
Yes.
This show is sponsored by Her Wine. You can go visit herwines.com and use our code DON'TSLEEP for 15% off of your purchase.
Yes.
This month's wine is Mama Needs a Break, but since we are celebrating Women's Month all month long, we got some girls' night in. We got some girls pulling up to the studio today for the show, so you guys don't want to miss
a jam-packed
show. This show about to be lit. You ready?
I'm really excited about today.
Me too.
Let's hop right into it. Without further ado,
we're going straight into the culture list. We're about to dissect the wins and L's for the culture this week.
It's the culture list on Nightmare Radio.
All right, starting now, with Will Smith.
First one up on the culture list, round of applause for Will Smith. This Black King has really, 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 really outdone himself, and it's only March.
Mm-hmm.
So November, you know, we all watched his portrayal as Richard Williams, Serena and Venus Williams' dad in King Richard, the biopic that his production company produced and he starred in. Well, Will Smith has cleaned up. So in addition to him riding the wave of, you know, the new launch of Bel-Air on Peacock,
right,
the award season has just been King Richard, King Richard, King Richard, King Richard, King Richard. He won a SAG, he won a Golden Globe Award, and then within 24 hours of each other, he won the BAFTA, which is the British Actors Film, you know, Talent, whatever. It's like a very prestigious award across the pond, and the Critics' Choice Award for Best Actor. So with that being said, four awards within the top of the year, you already know the Oscar is his.
Yeah, he deserves.
He definitely deserves.
He deserves. He did the damn thing on King Richard. Absolutely. I love the movie. The message was there. The it message. Was received.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. And also, shout out to him for looking out for his castmate and
That's
all
right.
of the other female castmates that were on the cast.
That's right.
He was able to give them more money than they were
originally
pitched. Yes. Pitched, so, right. You know, even this month and this quarter, I've been reading, you know, that we should all be millionaires. Women always pitch lower than what's in the actual budget for what they should be paid
and
for.
It's not necessarily that we pitch lower, but we usually receive lower, you know, regardless of the pitch.
True.
Yeah. So Anjanou Ellis, who portrays his wife in the movie, actually had a conversation with him because, you know, Warner Brothers originally paid out all of the actors and actresses. This was basically a largely female, you know,
cast, exactly.
Cast. And she basically wrote a letter, an open letter to Will Smith, not only for herself, but you know, for everyone else, saying, you know what, we should have been paid more for this, especially given the appraise that it's receiving. And so Will Smith said, you know what, you're right. And he gave that money out of his own pocket.
He got it.
I mean, he does have it.
He got it.
Slide me a few dollars, you know.
Come on there.
You can bless us.
Give us a grant that you don't want back.
Exactly. Anywho, so again, kudos to Will Smith and to the entire cast of King Richard. May award season be plentiful and prosperous for you all, okay?
Yes, I agree. Okay, let's get right next into the next get right into the next win. 50 Cent is on y'all ass, and y'all know when he gets started, the nigga don't stop.
At least he's using his power for good this time. He is using his power. He's a troll.
He is a troll, and I hopefully he trolls them, because Monique has been trying and trying and trying to put the message out there that Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, those Hollywood directors have basically been blackballing her. So finally, 50 Cent is using his influence, right, to call out Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry to tell them to finally apologize to them, to Monique, because he's about to basically put her on.
And I mean, I think it's well deserved. Monique is a great actress.
Monique is definitely a great actress. She has an Oscar as
she
well.
She won Supporting Best Actress for her role in
Precious.
Right.
I love me a good Precious, baby. I love Precious. She did the damn thing. But Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry were executive producers on that film, and they said that Monique was hard to work with. She disgraced the film, or she was just a disgrace to work with.
Well, they said that after the film was released, that she refused to do the media run for free, that she felt as if she should have been compensated. And it had also been said that her and her husband, who was her manager, was also extremely overly vocal, you know, in negotiation process. So,
you know what? It's some real murky waters with this media stuff, and I think all of our media constituents need to come together and have a roundtable
discussion
of the
media
on what is the correct protocol on how to get media, how to receive media, and how to exchange for a fee.
Yeah,
because
the compensation is key, especially for black media.
The compensation is key, but now people are wanting to charge platforms to come onto their platform, but that's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. We printing y'all into the tea, and we ain't got time.
Pay your invoice.
Pay the invoice. Boop. Moving on. Mike Tyson releases his ear shaped weed gummy.
Yes. Did you know that Mike Tyson had a cannabis brand in to begin with?
I think I did, because he smokes a lot of weed on his podcast.
Yeah. Well, the name of the brand is called Tyson 2.0, and he announced this week the launch of the Mike Bites. In reference to the infamous 1997 fight between him and Evander Holyfield. So if you notice, the gummies actually have a bit of the cartilage at the top of the ear.
You know what?
Which is exactly where this man bit that man's ear off.
I see that shit. I see it now.
Okay. He's foolish for this. And if I was Evander Holyfield, I'd be maybe you would have to give me a check. They've since made acquaintances. There's no bad blood. You know, this is 25 years later, or 24 years later, so there's no bad blood, but I mean, Evander Holyfield, go ahead and get
your check.
If you want the Mike Bites, they're available in Nevada. That's actually where Tyson lives, and they're also going to be available in California within the next 2 weeks, and then from there, they're going to be expanding out to other states that have, you know, created opportunity for THC enthusiasts to enjoy themselves, okay?
That is crazy. Anywho. Mike Tyson crazy as hell. All right.
He foolish for that one.
He definitely, it's the ear. It's the ear.
It's the bite. It's the details in that, very specific.
That shit crazy. Okay, Ralph Lauren polo campaign for Spelman Morehouse.
This is really one for the culture. So last Tuesday, the HBCU's college alumni, faculty, and students were featured in a national campaign for Ralph Lauren. The company launched a limited edition collection of collegiate apparel, including the wool blazers that were similar to the original blazers that the Morehouse men wore in the 1920s, 40s, 60s, 50s. Dresses, sweatsuits, sweaters, collared shirts, and tees. This is monumental because this is the first time that the brand, the American fashion powerhouse brand, has ever used an all-black staff and cast to produce a campaign. So we're talking black models, black creative directors, we're talking black photographers, black cinematographers. And the real tea about all of this, you remember back in the day when people said Ralph Lauren polo was not for us because they don't want black people to wear their stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know that the generation below us was too young to remember that. So most recently, Ralph Lauren did not gain permission before using Phi Beta Sigma's Greek letters on some of their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did the same thing with something with some paraphernalia related to Morehouse. They did not have any permission or anything like that. And so to correct their wrongs and to really embed themselves in the culture, this campaign is really significant of telling the American story. And they understand and realize that the American story is incomplete without people that look like us, because we built this.
That's somewhat true. So the person who created this whole thing, his name is James Jeter, and he is a 2013 graduate of Morehouse. And when all of the 2020 things that was going on with George Floyd was happening, you know, all of these corporate corporate companies were having these conversations about a sense of belonging and how can we do this and how can we do that. So James, he is like a senior creative designer or something like that, but he ultimately had the conversation with Ralph Lauren himself and told him that he doesn't feel like he belongs at the company. And Ralph Lauren in turn told him, you do have a place for longevity here at this company. Mm. So in turn, that he, James Jeter, the win is for you, baby.
Okay.
You created this opportunity yeah. for Morehouse to give back to Morehouse Spelman to honor the Ivy League dress, mm-hmm. to show that yes, the people did dress like this on the Ivy League campuses of Harvard. However, this is what we did as well.
That's
so
beautiful.
This is what came of it. Shout out to Joya Baines.
Hey girl.
Stevenson graduate. Y'all know Stevenson yes. always doing big things. Shout out to you. My mama loved her since we was in elementary school, child. I had to call her and say, Joya is on the polo campaign.
All over the United
All
States.
All over the United States. But shout out to James Jeter, though. He is the real win because he is giving back to his HBCUs. Really, Morehouse Spelman, they both go together.
Yeah.
Right? So he's giving back absolutely. To his HBCUs. Now, to the people out there that's like, oh, y'all always giving back to Morehouse and Spelman. I'm loud. I'm sorry, but I got to say this now. I got to say this. Y'all need to give back to your own HBCUs. Nobody's going to get back to your HBCU until you do. Ooh. Y'all got alumni at the graduation. You have a whole saying that says that you are committed to donate back to your HBCU. How many of y'all donated $25, $100 to your HBCU?
I'm looking for an HBCU to adopt.
If you not donating to your HBCU, then you need to shush.
Because Georgia Southern is getting my money for sure. And I'm proud of my PWI, but I'm also looking for HBCU to adopt. So when I make it, you know.
But you said
North Carolina A&T. I'm waiting on my honorary doctorate.
You also said Norfolk as well.
Norfolk State, my mother's alma mater, absolutely.
So you got options.
I do have options. All love for the HBCUs. Also, bringing it back, you know, I know we're speaking of HBCUs, but we are definitely going to keep a lookout for the accompanying film, which drops March 29th, A Portrait of the American Dream, and the digital yearbook that will continue the images from this campaign as well.
Yes. So yeah. Shout out to you, James Jeter. You did that.
For sure.
Okay. Moving into HBCUs, mm-hmm. right?
Speaking of these HBCUs, Jackson State University is being sued over their plan to exit the Southern Heritage Classic game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of bittersweet because, you know, as a person that really enjoys college football, especially on the HBCU side, this bowl game is really like one that's well-renowned. But the organizer of the Southern Heritage Classic game is suing Jackson State for trying to quit the football game 2 years before the contract is up. Now, Coach Deion Sanders is mm-hmm. basically saying that the payoff for the football team's participation in this game is really just not enough, given the amount of money that's required to travel to send the boys up there, to send the band, to send all the auxiliary, to send a few faculty members and staff, to feed them, to house them. It doesn't equate, you know, what it's supposed to give. And there's other opportunities on the table since we have now this, you know, this surge in prominent Black former athletes returning back to HBCUs. There's other opportunities on the table that can be more money for the schools like Jackson State. So,
I got a message for Deion Sanders. Hey, Deion, how you doing?
Uh-oh.
I hope your toes healing well, because you did have your toes amputated the other day,
and
okay?
And your son talked about you.
So, the Southern Heritage Classic happens in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on. It's been happening. This is not... I don't come into the HBCU trying to change shit, like enhance it, right? I understand that there's more opportunities out there for the college graduates. Take them, but keep this one. And I'm gonna tell you why in 2 points. Number one, before Dolph was killed, he went and visited Jackson State in their locker room. They're renaming Jackson State's tunnel Paper Route Tunnel.
Oh, in honor of Young Dolph. That's beautiful. I didn't know that.
That's beautiful. But that's just like, we want change for Black Lives Matter, and they go put Black Lives Matter on the concrete. What that do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if the Southern Heritage Classic is in Memphis to honor Dolph, you should keep the classic in Memphis. Why would you want to take it out?
Well, it's because not they want to take it out. They just don't want to participate in it.
No. That defeats the point. That those two schools bring a lot of money to Memphis during that weekend for small black owned businesses. So it's not really about what it's not doing for the school, but think about the impact that you can do
in the community,
in the community that supported Dolph, that you are still trying to support.
That's a really great point.
So
let's make sure we get that message to Coach Sanders.
I'm gonna tag you.
Yes, tag his son, because his son got the
juice. Literally, because he got that thing with Gatorade.
That's right. So he got the juice. So get well to him. Keep it in.
Two more years. Figure it out. But still. Okay, Boosie, child. Mm-hmm. Put your pussy lips on live. I give you $1,000.
Cancel this man.
It's something about the pussy lips for Boosie.
Put your pussy lips on live. I give you $1,000.
Okay, so... Boosie is defending his son using a magnifying glass to examine women's genitalia. So Boosie has gone bad. That's the name of his new program that he's doing exclusively on his website.
Mm-mm.
Instagram keeps shutting his ass down. He can't keep a new page. And now he's like, you know, anybody can see this. I'm going wild. It's going exclusive. While trying to have a real life moment on live, like a, you know, what's going on, tapping in, we find that Boosie's son has a magnifying glass examining the genitalia of the strippers. And
Tag me in when you're ready, cuz.
He has a clip that he said about it.
Just woke up to the shenanigans. Talking about me and my son. What they do is y'all flip the narrative and always try to make it fucked up. But if an 18-year-old man looking at some pussy is wrong, what is right for him to look at? An 18-year-old man looking at, if this is so wrong, him looking at some cat, what is it right for him to look at?
Okay, now, how you feel about it?
Cancel this man. Boosie, you are a predator and you are breeding and train. Like, how many times do we have to have a conversation about the same shit? This nigga needs counseling. You need therapy and you need to step away from the internet. And your kids probably need that shit too. Okay, do we have to run down all of this? I mean, is this the same son that he solicited sex for?
Could be.
Problematic. And now what is he, 18?
Allegedly.
Old enough to know better. But with a father figure like Boosie, he don't. That's not okay.
It's not okay. I think what Boosie is trying to do is ultimately stop his children from being gay.
So that's that's a whole different conversation.
It's a whole nother rabbit hole.
And I know we can't touch on it all, but parents, this is you cannot rule or dictate your child's life because it's theirs. And if they have a choice about their sexuality, you don't have to support that. You still gotta love them. And I mean, that's even subjective depending on how you were raised. But all of these things are problematic. And instead of trying to make your son not gay, you're literally raising a pedophile. You're raising a pervert. This shit is not okay. Boosie, you're not okay. Your children need help. You need help. This is not okay. This is when I have a problem with separating the artist, you know, the person from his artistry. If you want to call Boosie's career, you know, a form of artistry, which is okay. Boosie got problems. Keep this nigga off the internet and pray for these kids and put these kids in therapy. And you know what? I ain't even gonna call his daughter out.
Don't do it. Leave it right there.
I'm gonna leave it right there.
Because we not talking about people, kids. We talking about what he's doing to raise the children.
So it's the problem with the homophobia thing.
It's the homophobia for him.
What are we afraid of?
That his children are gonna grow up to be homophobic.
And why is, I know this is a larger
conversation. It goes deeper, and I feel like it's time to have this conversation. We probably would need to do this with a couple therapists, mm-hmm. experts in the room before we say some things that we don't have no business saying.
You're right.
Okay, because I like to tread lightly on this homophobia conversation because I got some LMNOP friends. I fuck with y'all. I fuck with y'all the long way. And I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I feel like Boosie is in a hard spot with just as our generation is with raising boys in this society of LGBTQ all in people's face.
Instead of worrying about raising boys that may be somewhere on the sexual spectrum. We should be worried more about raising children that are cognitive and emotionally and mentally mature enough to be able to differentiate between inappropriate behavior that can cause problems later. So while he's trying to defend himself in this homophobic shit that he got going on, he is potentially raising a whole generation of people that can cause more damage.
That can be more homophobic.
More homophobic and cause
problems. That could
problems.
Be predators. That yes. could be rapists. That could be unlocking so a where, whole lot of
so
shit.
So where are our priorities lying? Would you rather have your son be gay or would you rather have your son grow up to be a rapist, a molester, a predator? What are we choosing? Because that shit, that's literally, please, if you're listening and you are a therapist, you can really
or anyone
speak well
with
to this
insight,
topic.
Yeah.
We welcome you onto our platform because we want to use this platform to educate, you know, and to spread the good word. And I feel like I'd be getting upset and mad, you know what I'm saying, as an ally, but also as a person that does not want to perpetuate the type of culture that we're trying our hardest to work our way out of. I mean, God bless the situation with Dwight Howard and
Royce Reed. Exactly. Yeah, that's a whole nother situation.
Exactly.
Because he is, in turn, got his mom in trouble because he's doing too much sexually with younger boys.
And girls.
And girls.
And see.
And we don't know what that child has been exposed to see, even get
but see,
to
though,
that
that's,
part.
That's the thing, though. See, those. That was such a tough one. See,
we didn't even put that on here because
right.
the
documentation from Royce's son's therapy sessions have been released, and I think that is, you know,
that's
disgusting.
Fucked up.
I think that's wrong.
They should have kept that
because
private.
He is a minor.
Yeah,
but we now know that it's public information that he was in therapy for molesting a young girl,
mm-hmm.
and through the therapy notes that have been released, we understand and learn his triggers, and we also learn about his own background. Who, you know,
he was molested.
He had also experienced sexual trauma, and so we know that a trigger for him is like is anger and you know, inability to control things around him. And so, due to the restraints followed by his you know, his misconduct with that girl, a part of his restraints were to one, do therapy, and two, be banned from interacting with any other minor.
Right.
Just imagine how difficult that can be for a 13-year-old minor that he can't even go to school.
That's crazy.
So inside the house, you know, anything goes, I guess, as far as parents go. And so Royce's boyfriend's two young children had still been around him. And we all know what else happened after that. So prayers for all of that, healing for all of that. Protect your children and don't be like Bootsy. Next.
Moving on. And speaking of protecting children, where was the children when Jocelyn and Ballistic was whooping bitches ass at the Jocelyn's Cabaret Season 3 reunion? Where was Bonnie?
Doing it like it's her birthday.
Okay, baby.
The Puerto Rican princess and her fiance are allegedly being sued for beating up a cast member during the show's reunion episode taping. Amber Ali went live on IG claiming that she was attacked by Jocelyn and her fiance while laying in hospital bed. She showed her viewers her bruised ribs. You know, she went into detail about how Ballistic Beats pulled out her hair. I don't know why we're surprised.
I don't know why we are either. We're not surprised.
We're not surprised at all.
We knew it was going to happen. We know Jocelyn.
Exactly. And she went on Twitter and
basically doubled down and said, I did this
and I did that. And it's nothing. First off, you're a mother.
You're a woman.
You are a woman. We are in Women's Month. We're talking all things empowerment and girls.
And you, the show, from what Zeus said, is supposed to be about empowering women.
In what way? It's not.
I haven't seen the show, so I can't really give much context or insight on how I feel about it.
Maybe we should address what does empowerment mean?
In summation, what's empowerment?
You tell me.
I mean,
because
I feel like empower me
different things. You can be empowered to beat somebody's ass, or you can be empowered to spread the good word. So I guess it really is in the eye of the beholder.
Is it?
I mean, you can be motivated to do good or bad.
Okay.
But we know. I wonder who are the executive producers of.
That's a good question. But you know what? Zeus just got a whole lot of... Zeus is like VH1 2.5.
Yes, like the VH1 like in 2007?
The 2010s? The 15s?
Yeah.
It's the 15s. It's the 13s. It's like Love & Hip Hop. Everything that Love & Hip Hop was times 50 is on Zeus. Because what the hell is the Bad Boys Club?
And girl, Kirk Franklin's son on there.
The nerve.
And he telling all his daddy business.
The nerve.
And Mr. I'm not gay no more, I'm delivered.
The nerve.
You know what the media said? They were like, where is Roland Ray? But I'm glad that he's not on there because they would flip.
Roland Ray had COVID and he hasn't been seen since. So prayers up to him.
Right, exactly. But that's either way, I know we talk about representation and I'm sure the gays would like to have their time in the spotlight on the reality TV sector. But I mean, is this how y'all want to be portrayed?
This is a mess. And I'm sure all of them don't want to be portrayed like this.
In summation, shows like this are detrimental to the culture. We have to be extremely careful. We are the gatekeepers when it comes to determining what we allow or what we support or what we view as entertainment. Because we have to remember, while we getting our kikis off, it's people that don't look like us that are also getting their kikis off, and they have created this expectation of who we are based on this type of shit.
Exactly.
But when you walk into these streets and these Karens are, just like we talked about last week, these Karens are automatically vilifying us and creating and applying all these stereotypes to us, just remember, this is a part of how they get the proof. So we gotta stop giving them the content. We have to stop giving them a reason to treat us like this shit. Come on, y'all. This is simple.
It is very simple. Last story, and we're gonna end it. Okay. 31-year-old woman killed outside of Atlanta Bowling Alley Metro Fund Center off of Metropolitan. Allegedly, argument broke out over a bowling ball. When the argument was over, the suspect left the venue, waited outside for 20 minutes, and ultimately killed the young lady who he was arguing with. Mm. With the world being so small, right? Because Atlanta is small. And I was just wondering, like, who was the person that got killed? I'm wondering, somebody knows who this was. For it to be Young Thug's baby mom, that hurt my heart because, number one, people are trying to elevate themselves. They're trying to take themselves out the hood. Only God knows what kind of demons Thug is battling right now. Yeah. Because he don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck. Number one,
God
bless him. Number two, God bless his son, his 14-year-old son.
Oh yeah,
14. This ain't little baby. This is 14.
And he's able to see all of what is being talked about right now. God, ooh. You know who this reminds me of, and we should reach out, you know.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
I don't, but we will talk about this, and we'll connect on that later. But I said this to say that y'all niggas is falling into this no gun, no license to carry trap. They passed it. You don't need a license to carry. Don't give them a reason to lock your ass up over a bowling ball, really? Seriously?
Think about beyond this instance in this moment.
You done took a mother away from their child because you had a bowling ball or she had a bowling ball that you had or whatever the fuck happened. Yeah. That's stupid.
So again, we send our thoughts, prayers, and condolences to Young Thug and his family, Lakeivia's family, and anyone else that is attached to this tragedy. And I pray for my city, my people, the nation, the culture. We got to do better, y'all.
Yes.
Anyway, coming up next, the U.S. government is throwing checks at all the wrong things in all the wrong places. Plus, we're going to discuss the qualifying contenders for Georgia's gubernatorial and senator race up next. Keep it locked, but we're about to get into this mix.
Yes, we're about to get into this mix. Shout out to all of the independent ladies in the mix. If you want to be in the mix, send your music, all right? www.nightmareradioshow.com, and we will select you if you fine. If not, we'll get to you later. But keep it locked.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, bitches must wanna get beat up while I be chilling somewhere with my feet up. Why you stealing energy? I'm trying to re-up on my own energy. I got that bitch leave me alone energy. If you trying to ruin mine, don't pity me. I got God on my side, the whole trinity.
Yep.
You a codependent, I'm an entity.
Yep.
Don't care about you enough to be your enemy.
True.
Yeah, you a lame, the epitome. Let's be real, you should shut your fucking mouth. Mind your business. Cause I be counting that paper, getting Benjamins. Why you so upset? Let's get into it. I'm too bad of a bitch. I meditate and shit, but still bitches must wanna get beat up. Yeah.
while I be chillin' somewhere with my feet up, yeah.
And it's crazy cause I really don't care.
I don't.
But when I step in the room, I feel the animosity in the air and the stairs.
I worry about me.
I
don't know what you're supposed to be. Also angry, so worked up over Kaylin Bree.
I don't even bother nobody.
These folks, they be hating for free. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. So I suggest you shut your fucking mouth. Mind your business.
Cause I be getting that paper counting Benjamins. Why you so upset? Let's get into it. I'm too bad of a bitch. I'm meditating shit, but still bitches must wanna get beat up.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Mind your business.
While I be chilling somewhere with my feet up.
That paper getting Benjamins.
Bitches must wanna get beat up.
Shut your fucking mouth. Mind your business.
While I be chillin' somewhere with my feet up.
And that paper countin' business.
Please get a fucking light.
Tsunami.
Now with that being said, don't have a fucking play with me, bitch.
On a regular, nigga, I'm a predator. In the way I keep the crowd lit, need a sedative. It's a different medicine, edible. Only one bite, feel incredible. This another episode, take a shot, buy shot. I get paid per view, watching on my block. Tryna see my moves like a couch, got cop. Get it, and I just don't stop. Rockin' discount, Sean John with DC Johns. And they all look so wrong, it's ding ding dong. Like I pulled up on y'all, I mean it's on. I need you and her in the room alone with me. In the city, Tusa, Diddy, looking pretty on my biddies, rockin' red, but ain't no trippy player, lapper, don't play with me.
Wait, wait, with what me. Was that?
Tusa, Diddy, player,
wait, what was that?
Don't play
no,
with
no,
me.
No.
Rock,
don't play with me.
Player,
play with your mother,
don't play with me.
No, I'm saying, don't play with me. I'ma say it one more time. I'ma let the track play. You know what?
Yeah,
all
right. Catch up. Cause you look a little mustard, baby. Looking yellow, asking Mayo, Mayo. Crazy how you let them folks tell you how your day go. Blood sugar running on high, drinking Faygo. Man, need to get your life up. Mama told me get a job, so I picked the mic up. Tried to get up on the stage and they told me pipe up. So I did, now they can't help but fuck with the kids. You know I did. Rockin' discount Sean John with DC Johns. And they all look so wrong, it's ding ding dong. Like I pulled up on y'all, I mean it's on. I need you and her in the room alone with me. In the city, Tusa, Diddy, looking pretty on my biddies, rockin' red, but ain't no trippy player, lopper, don't play with me.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
Tired of rent increases? Stop paying rent on property that will never be yours. Build wealth, invest in your future, and become a homeowner. Book an appointment with Christiana Torre, Atlanta native realtor, today. Love thy realtor. Keller Williams Buckhead. Contact 678-538-8989.
Politicking with the political update.
All right, so last week wrapped up qualifying week here in the state of Georgia. And we have the official contenders for the upcoming gubernatorial and senator race. So, of course, Auntie Stacey Abrams is the only candidate on the Democratic ticket for Georgia's governor race.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing. Now, meanwhile, across the aisle, the Republican ticket is pretty crowded with incumbent Governor Brian Kemp leading the pack. And alongside Kemp is former Georgia Senator Sonny Perdue, which we've talked about before. He boasts the backing of...
David.
Did I say Sonny?
Yeah.
And I wrote Sonny too. David Perdue. Thank you. And he is backing the endorsement of Donald Trump.
He is. Well, Donald Trump endorsed him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. he's definitely backing that endorsement from Donald Trump. So that's a really big split down the ticket. But there's also a South Georgian woman that's in the race too. Her name is Candace Taylor. Her website lists that the campaign theme is Jesus, Guns, and Babies. I thought that was worth mentioning because I got
girl, but is she white? Jesus, Guns, and Babies.
Jesus, Guns, and Babies. And yes. And she actually ran in the open Senate election in 2020 for the seat eventually run by the Rev, Senator Warnock.
Whose seat is up for grabs again.
Absolutely. So moving into, well, before I get there, Shane Hazel, who was a Libertarian, and Al Bartel, who was running independent, are also on the primary ballot for the governor spot.
Okay.
Now, getting back to the Rev, he is working hard to defend his seat against Herschel Walker.
And who is Herschel?
Oh, he's a former football player, Hall of Famer.
Oh, I heard of him.
Yeah.
Maybe. I ain't gonna lie to y'all on this show. If I don't know him, I don't know that man. God bless him.
Word to Kiki.
I don't know that man. If he was walking on the street right now, I would.
Well, Herschel Walker is definitely an interesting contender for this seat. He's got a very interesting past. And I don't want to be that person that's just gonna dig up the past like that and flaunt and throw things in people's faces. But make sure you do your research on all of this. He's running on the Republican ticket, so, you know, we want to see the Reverend stay where he's at, so the representation does matter. Now, representation matters across the board, whether you're Democratic, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, whoever. You know, we want to see people like us in the seats that matter, but we want to see people like us that are going to have our best interests.
Yeah, because Marjorie Taylor Greene, she wasted good government dollars by taking up space in the House.
Yeah, and so sometimes, you know, we just get so wrapped up in seeing one of our cousins on the ballot that, you know, we just don't know where the chips may fall. So I want you all to do your research. I was going to take the time to take a few shots at Herschel Walker, but I'm not going to do that.
Be good.
Exactly.
Good job.
So just to remind you all, the general election primaries is May 24th.
Okay.
And that will determine, you know,
who's on the ballot.
Right. And then there's a subsequent election that happens in June. I believe it's a special election, June 21st. And we all know the big day comes in the fall, November 8th. So if you are not registered to vote right now, y'all know I'm a stickler for this shit right here.
Yeah. You got to register to vote. But also, even if you are registered to vote, check to see where you are registered at because they did some little redistricting.
That's
and
right. They did
moving
do redistricting.
People around and all type of stuff. So just check your shit because they mad about that 2020. They mad
they
about
are
the 2020
still
election.
Upset. So yes, put your voice and your talk and all of what you got to say where your ballot is and be a responsible citizen. And do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? SOS.myga.gov. Check it. All right.
Okay, so the government is spending money on everything but canceling these damn student loans, and I am pissed about it, okay? So they recently just signed a new bill. The bill was for $1.5 trillion. This was to stop the government from shutting down, right? In that bill was $13.6 billion that they sent to Ukraine to help them fight Russia.
Hold on, wait, 1 second. Because maybe he thought that we was... What? All of this...
Where they get $13.6 billion from? They printed it. Mind you, COVID-19 is not over. And it's going wild in China where it all popped off. They just have all entered a shutdown because one of the Omicron variants is running rampant in China.
Mm.
But we don't have any funding anymore for COVID-19 treatments and vaccines and tests.
Mm.
That funding is going to be, well, I apologize. They requested, Joe Biden and them are requesting $22 billion for additional funding for COVID-19. However, the money that was used, that was given out last year, all of it has not been accounted for yet. So they're going back and forth about, do they need more money or do they not need more money? I think, you know, some of these little billion dollars that they signed off to Ukraine could have went towards whatever they were trying to do to help us continue to combat COVID. Child. Because we know it's not over. We know it's not over. But at the end of the day, where the hell y'all get $13 billion from to give to them? Meanwhile, over there in Ukraine, black people can't even escape.
Mm.
So what are we funding?
Word to our girl Brittany, who will continue to be contained until May 19th, at least.
Her too. So y'all playing, and black people
they need a
put
black
y'all
woman
in
to
office.
Be up on the budget, cause you know
black,
black mama on that
put
budget,
y'all
right?
In office, and this what y'all doing to us? Gas prices high as hell, rent is increasing.
Yeah,
black people getting evicted,
losing their jobs. Anyway,
cancel these student loans. We just gonna go right into the mix, and when we come back, we will get into our next guest. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
We win it. I bought my own wedding ring. Yeah. Wifey on the jewels.
Big bag.
Ain't no losing over here. My jeweler better than yours. I'm being humble. Yeah.
Hold up, swag, hold up, whole lot of ass in the back. Hold up, titties on swole when I bounce on this pole. Make a young nigga wanna take a nap. Hold up, make him say swish like a free throw. Bounce on the dick like a freak hoe. Sex on the phone when I get him all alone. Tell him turn the lights on like Rico. So big, it's Super Bowl, big. Oh no, I can't let him go back to hit old, bitch. Whipping Ozies, you know he know where the stove is. They say that's your baby daddy, I say show is. Yeah, peanut butter seats with the cocaine paint. Powder blue pumps with the cocaine mate. Fuck with a nigga before I even had a chat. That's a problem with you hoes, man, you hoes can't think. Cali roll, you know where the trap at. I could fit 250 bands in a knapsack. Had 100 bands before I ever had a hashtag.
Had 100 bands before I ever had a hashtag.
Hold up, swag, hold up, whole lot of ass in the back. Hold up, titties on swole when I bounce on this pole. Make a young nigga wanna take a nap. Hold up, make him say swish like a free throw. Bounce on the dick like a freak hoe. Sex on the phone when I get him all alone. Tell him turn the lights on like Rico.
Pocket. Remind me of chimes, type of sound you wanna hear with happiness on the mind. Oh wait, so much serenity. Thank God for granting me with the ability to see that you are the one. Yeah, I'm down with giving free love to no one. Your inconsistency was far too loud. Made my exit easy, I'm happy now. Happy now. It's cool now, I'm believing. I'm moving on from all of it. Take your pick as I pack my bags. I'm moving on. It's cool now. I'm believing. I'm moving on from all of it. Hand me my keys. Use the rest of your things. Cause happy says I'm done. I'm done.
Lost my trust. Yeah, you lost my trust. No room for love. No more room for love. I had to stop some things.
Find my way back to me.
Lost my trust.
Yeah, you lost my trust.
No room for love.
No more room for love.
I had to stop some things. Drop some things.
Find my way, way back to me.
This not even my final form. I'm still budding, budding. Not stopping till I become something. Pollinated, but my head just be buzzing. I'm still growing, but I like who I'm becoming. This not even my final form. I'm still budding, budding. Not stopping till I become something. Pollinated, but my head just be buzzing. I'm still growing, but I like who I'm becoming. Fruits of my labor are coming into fruition. But if I'm growing, why I feel I'm in the same position? Frozen by fear, I'm feeling locked in. Surrounded by the pressure to turn buds up into blossoms and flowers. Never had the optics of optimist. My option is to switch the lens and start to cleanse wounded parts of me that been buried deep. Sow the seed of doubt so I start to see my inherent need for publicity as validation. I know that I'm a legend, doesn't matter what they say. Still there's been a voice I can't escape from. It's been lying dormant and benign in my mind till it finally takes root inside a part of my heart. So every piece of progress been weeded out from the start. My observation, it get vacant and frustrating when the music that you making don't exceed the expectations that you have for yourself. make your thoughts go astray. Imagine thinking you the one, but you the one in your way. So I dig beneath the surface and notice that I'm hurting, unearthing all of this trauma with no way to reverse it. It ain't working, that's for certain. So I cover it up with a smile at fertilizers and fiber and other methods. I'm trying at different waters. I water it till I find a part of me that I could finally be proud of. But this not even my final form.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Right now, we have got a queen in the building, Nichelle, rap artist and tattoo artist.
Yes.
Welcome to Nightmare Radio.
Thank you for having me, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Yes. So, in Atlanta,
yes, ma'am.
What brings you here?
I'm actually here for the Crucible battle. My brother is battling, and one of my clients is battling, too. So I came out here to support and come kick it. I love Atlanta, so I find a reason to come.
Hey, we welcome. Yes. You know, you mentioned that you're a tattoo artist. I know there's a I think Maya Bailey has a show tonight. It was supposed to be yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna give you the information afterwards. I know it was for yesterday, but he rescheduled because it was nasty and raining.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's tonight and it's on Peter Street somewhere. So afterwards, I'm gonna link you in with that because I'm sure that's probably.
I love my, yeah.
We
I did
all
art
do.
Show with him before, like yeah. years ago. Yeah.
So awesome. you're the epitome of an artist.
Yeah.
Because of course, you know, the music aside, but you're a tattoo artist as well. You draw as well?
I do. I got like a bachelor's in art and painting yes. and drawing and all that stuff. So yeah, it's from sonically to visually. I just like to create.
Yes. Yeah. When did that start for you?
Ooh, just drawing?
The whole shebang.
The whole situation. Yeah. Ooh, when I was like 4.
Oh.
My babysitter, she's actually like a big fashion designer and stuff now, but she got me into drawing. Because, you know, she had to find something for me to do while we was kicking it. So, yeah, I started drawing with my babysitter at, like, 4 years old.
Wow.
That's up. So what would you say is more of a passion, music Ooh. Or your drawing, your artistry?
That's tough. I couldn't tell you. I feel like everything I do, as long as I'm creating, I'm content and I'm happy, I'm good.
Yeah.
Anything outside of art, yeah, I would pick art and being creative over it. Any other situation out there that I could be doing, I pick music and painting and tattooing over all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was how did you get into music?
Ooh, I've been around music for a very long time. I got family members who are, you know, in the music industry. Like I said, I'm from Texas. So when I first moved there back in like 2010, I was immersed into the Dallas music scene. They had me painting live at like all the big concerts, like Rhapsody, Schoolboy Q, all the TDE stuff. So I was around the music, but I was painting live at these concerts. So when I decided to do music, because I was always inspired to do it, I was like, I'm a painter, I'm supposed to be painting. But during quarantine, I was like, you know what, I'm finna do this.
Yeah.
So it really just started for me back in, 2020?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that.
Thank you.
So what can people expect from your music? Like, what type of music do you do? What are you into?
Yes. I'm really big on women being bosses.
Period.
You know what I mean? Like, and you know, I love the City Girls. I love that when I want to turn up and talk about, you know, what they talk about. But I feel like my music is being a boss on the other side of the spectrum, where you making money off your own talents, off your own ability. I do talk about, you know.
The fun stuff.
The fun stuff. That's
of course.
A good way to put it.
Right.
But, I like empowering women through, like, yeah, I'm a boss too, just like the dudes. You know how the dudes rap? I rap just like that, just from a female perspective.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
And that's important, with it being Women's Month, of
right.
course. And, you
yes.
know, we talked earlier about women in a different sector of art, you know, entertainment, acting, about standing up for their wages, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
Can you speak on the perspective of being a woman in the rap game and really working for, you know, the respect that you deserve, mm-hmm. that you earn, that you work hard for?
And the art game, because it's hard to get paid
hard.
For art, too.
Man, what?
Yeah.
It's hard, but, you know, to speak to that, I just feel like it's been hard, but I just know that I'm just as good, if not better, than the men.
Mm-hmm.
So you finna see that, and, you know, I'm gonna do what I gotta do for y'all to see it. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more adversity when it comes to being a female artist or just a female entrepreneur in general.
Yeah.
But I just do what the dudes do. You finna respect me regardless. Like, I'm not finna, you know, like, people will try and downplay what you're doing. I see you got them little tattoos over there.
Little tattoos?
I see you with your new little single.
Little
music video. I'd be like, hold on, dog. It's not little at all.
Right.
You know, I correct people at the door, like at the gate.
Yeah.
And I let them know what's going on. It's not a game for me.
Yeah.
So why would you play with me?
Take it right. Just as seriously as you take your own.
Exactly.
And so, that's the thing about art. You know, you do have to, it seems like artists are always like in defense of their art. I don't know if you watch Bel Air.
Hard.
Okay.
I just started watching. It's hard.
Right. So Aunt Viv is an artist in her own right.
I know.
And you know what? As women, sometimes we take different roles, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to put our artistry or the things that we're passionate about on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is like the most disheartening thing because we don't expect a man to do that.
No. Okay. Thank you. I literally posted this the other day. Like I said, why would you expect me to put my goals and my dreams on the back burner if you wouldn't do it for me? Why would I do it for you? Why would I do that?
Mm-hmm.
I said that's why men are, I guess, more, you know. What is the word I'm looking for?
Brittany, help her out because you got the words today.
I'm sorry. It's a little early for me.
No, you good.
You know just, what? They just seem to, I don't know. I don't want to like man bash because I love my kings, of course. But it just seems like it's just more accepted for them.
A men's world.
They got. Yeah. They have a lot more lenience for what they can do versus what women are expected to do.
And it seems like the society places so much like so many like gender specific roles on us. So there's so many excuses or reasons why we would have to put our things on the back burner.
Yes. Like, oh, I have a kid.
Yes.
Like, I have a kid.
How old is your child?
He's seven.
Aww. We mom gang in here.
Okay.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. That's a big thing for me. Like, I'm a mom. I'm a single mom.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I gotta do. And I want other moms, other women to just feel like you can know that they can do what I'm doing. You can do it. Just gotta, you know, stay consistent and really want it.
Right. You know what
I
mean? I got one more question.
Hey, girl, go ahead.
Okay, so now that we're getting all this tea, you know, you are a mom, you're an artist, you know, in many ways and stuff. Do you have the support behind you? Like, how is your family support system in doing the things that you want to do in addition to you being a mom?
Man. I just texted my mama yesterday, and I was just thanking her because ever since, like, I was also a curator, like, for, like galleries in Dallas and for the city of Dallas. So I've always been on the move, but I've had a kid for 7 years.
Mm.
And my mom and my dad, they always supported me when I wanted to be a tattoo artist, a curator. I wanted to get a degree in art, which usually people be like, you ain't gonna get.
Yeah. Right.
They always supported me. They always helped me out. My dad would work the door.
Wow.
He wasn't finna take my money. He finna pay it at the door. You know what I mean? Like, my parents always supported me. And now.
Must be nice.
Girl, we over here begging for baby titty
time. I don't even know how I got so blessed, man. But even just touring around, because I'm on an all black female tattoo tour too. I've been doing that for about 5 years.
Pub that. What? How can we tap in?
Yes, Ladies of Ink on Instagram. We got like 18 girls.
Wow.
Like, so we're from, you know, from LA to New York. It's just across the board. We all travel together through the convention circuits and stuff like that. So yeah, we be showing them what's up. Yeah,
I love that.
Michelle, a true queen.
I'm here for it. Yes, totally fit for the title for sure.
Thank you. But yeah, they, you know, they've always supported me. Like, I do a lot of shit. Oh,
curse, girl.
Curse, girl.
Okay.
You only word we're trying to stop saying is the N-word.
I'm not committed to that.
Well, damn, Brittany.
I know. I can't help it. We talked about it. I know I should do better.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I just can't help you at all times.
I don't mean it in a derogatory way.
You're right. I'm still using it as well, but on the show, I'm not. So,
well,
I have said the N-word a lot of times today. So, we working on that. But cuss, girl, cuss. I'm the cuss aficionado. The cuss word aficionado.
Yes. Love it.
She's the black culture aficionado. I'm the cuss word aficionado.
I love it. Yes. Okay.
So, Brittany is in love with this hat, girl. Give us the backstory behind it. Did you find it? You bought it? You loved it?
Which animal was on the
this
front
is the panther. This
is
why
the
I
panther,
love it.
Yes.
As a black culture aficionado.
Yes.
A very strong alignment with the Panthers.
I have an obsession with this brand. Every time I see it at the mall, I just buy all of them. But I'm a tattoo artist, so we wear mostly black. So I got this hat and every animal at the company. Like, I got unicorn.
Oh.
I got rabbit. You know, I got all of them, but the black panther, obviously.
Yeah.
You finna wear. You know what I'm saying?
For
this
sure.
is my favorite one. I'm, you know. But yeah, I just love animals, guys.
Love Absolutely. It. Love it. So, Nichelle, how can people get into your music, get to the shop? How can they tap in, girl? Okay. They need to tap in.
Yeah, so on my Instagram, I got all my links for everything. My Instagram, you spell it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Instagram is Nichelle Elise, NichelleElise. And I have a tattoo page as well, Nichelle Elise Studios. So just put Studios after Nichelle Elise. I named it after myself.
As you should.
Right, as you should.
I named it after myself. But you can tap in with me on there. You can find everything I got going on.
Yes, and one more time, the ladies that you're touring with.
Yes, shout out Ladies of Ink Tour. Yes.
Yes, I love that.
Thank you.
For sure. Great way to end the show and especially for Women's Month. I mean, we had our brothers in here earlier. We much love for them, of course.
Of course.
But you brought a lot of great feminine energy in here that we love. So appreciative of that as well.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm glad you're here. Y'all are awesome.
And send us some music so we can play your music as
on
well.
On the show, yes. Right.
Yes,
send it
I
to
will.
Us. We'll put it on the show next week.
I just dropped this song a couple days ago with Goods. He's like a battle rap, like a URL battle rapper.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's cute. I'm going to send it to y'all.
Yes, send it on over.
We'll show you some love on the platform.
All right. I love it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nichelle, for stopping by. Yes. We truly appreciate you. Queen, do you have a food for thought for us?
I do have a food for thought today.
Go ahead. Let's hear the word, girl.
So I know it's been a while since you all have heard from me as far as the inspirational food for thought. That does not mean that I have not been filling my cup, but you know, sometimes you got to keep the word private so that you can have the time to apply it so that you can come out here and share it. And so today I felt confident enough to come forward and share with you all what's been on my heart. So the topic of the day is humility. And it is a subject that I'm still kind of sort of iffy about. For myself, for my own self, I thought about humility in a lot of different ways. And I feel like, you know, in the space that I'm in right now, I'm forced into this space so that I can learn and so that I can elevate, so I can do what I'm called to do, right? So humility is not necessarily thinking less of yourself, but more so like thinking of yourself less when you're talking about like that relationship with the Creator. And for me, I think this is really relatable for a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, especially like women entrepreneurs or people that have to assume different roles. And, you know, at all times, your support system doesn't necessarily see the vision or support the vision. You feel like you're always on defense. Like, I'm always in defense of my craft. I'm always in defense of my calling. I'm always in defense of my purpose because everybody around me doesn't understand it. But that does not mean that I have to lead with that all the time. You know, that can be... It can present as very aggressive. It can present as very off-putting. It can present as, girl, we know, child, we tired of hearing it. You know, but sometimes being in that space, you just feel like, you know, dealing with life and the things that it comes at you, that you're always in defense of whatever it is that you hold tight to you. So really honing in on humility for me in this season is a big thing. And I don't want to say that I'm like self-absorbed or anything like that, but you know, I'm very like focused and honed in with defending, again, like I said, you know, my own purpose when people don't necessarily see it. They're not supposed to see it. You know, that's the whole part of faith, and that's the part of our testimony and our story. But then again, we also battle with the, you know, people say speak it into existence, right? And you know, I'm gonna talk to God about this every single day. He heard you the first time. He heard you the second time. He heard you the 15th time. But what he did not hear is you exalting and magnifying his name in the process. So applying humility to it, thinking of yourself less, not thinking less of yourself, and putting, you know, putting on display where the source of it all comes from more, you know. And so really applying that to myself, Jesus himself, you know, he could have, I mean, he had all the sauce and all the juice to walk around and be like, you know, I am he and he is me because I am the physical reincarnation of the Creator. But he didn't. I mean, he allowed himself to be brought down to a human just like us to help others. And instead of constantly exalting himself amongst others, he literally did the work of spreading the gospel, leading by example and helping those. And so in this season, as I myself am in, you know, a desert of sort, I think that it is time for me to shut up a little bit and allow the work of my Father to really take precedence. And instead of constantly being in defense of my own, you know, my own path and my own story and my own glory, it's really time to take, you know, take the role as a child of God. And instead of pushing my own intentions forward, push his forward. because there's purpose, there's much more things to be gained in that way. And everything that's happening for me, for my partner, for us, in the meantime will continue to happen, and those that are really tuned in will see it. But what is most important for them to see is us continuing to expand the kingdom,
period.
So I leave you all with this as we end the show. If you are, if you find yourself like me in this desert space, in this feeling like you're backed into a corner where you feel like you're always on defense, that you always have to present yourself as something, take that guard down. Take a dose of humility and instead promote your creator, because that's the person that gets all the fame and all the glory at the end of the day anyway. So I hope that message reaches you all where you need it. I hope that that you're able to apply it as such. And I just pray blessings and prosperity over everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
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 I love that.
I'm
here.
We're here for it. Thank you for that. Thank you, God, for refilling her cup to allow her to share that with us today.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you, everyone, for tuning in to episode 83 of Nightmare Radio.
Yes.
We are moving on up. Episode 100 is on the way. Y'all be on the lookout for special news about that. And without further ado, if you could just leave us a voicemail after the beep with some of your thoughts on this week's episode.
Let us know if you liked it, if you loved it, if you want to share it with your friend, if there was something that hit you.
Yes, and we're going to see y'all at the top. We're cracking the top 100 this week.
Again, we're cracking it again.
Yes, again.
Yes.
Top 50.
Ooh, that's right.
Top 50 before
the
end of the year.
Top 50 before 100.
Yeah, before 100.
I'm here for that. Well, like we say, don't sleep. If your dreams don't scare you,
they are not big enough.
Have a great week, y'all. Nightmare Radio, we out.